There are plenty of events planned for next year, marking 250 years since Captain James Cook sailed into Australian waters. And as part of that, a major program's underway to return Indigenous artefacts taken from the continent since then for display in overseas museums. It's funded as part of the federal government's commemorations marking the voyage. Organisers say nearly 100,000 objects have been identified and the first repatriation will happen later this month. Jacqueline Breen reports.
16,000 kilometres from the white sand beaches of Badi-Jowie country near Broome is the Illinois State Museum in the US Midwest. The curator of anthropology is Dr. Brooke Morgan.
Basically serves to tell the story of Illinois, the history of the land, life, people and art.
For almost a century, it's also held on to parts of a story from the other side of the world. Artifacts taken from Badi-Jowie country in the West Kimberley of WA and also Central Australia by a travelling university student are sitting in the museum's storage.
They include things like spears and shields, boomerangs, necklaces, body ornaments, clapsticks, and a variety of were considered secret sacred objects as well. So that's what our collection currently consists of.
That's about to change. The Illinois State Museum is the first overseas institution to agree to return cultural artifacts as part of a major new push by the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies. Chief Executive Craig Ritchie says the Institute pitched the project as the federal government prepares to mark the 250th anniversary next year of Captain James Cook's arrival in Australia.
We argued that that commenced a process of the expropriation and the expatriation, if you like, of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural material, and that an appropriate way to mark the passage of those 250 years was for the government to invest resources and energy and effort in reversing that.
The researchers have identified 95,000 culturally significant objects in more than 200 overseas institutions. So far, just over 30 museums have expressed an interest in returning items. Two repatriations are confirmed. Manchester University in the UK will return dozens of objects in November. And next month, members of the Badi-Jowie and Aranda communities will travel to Wintry, Illinois to bring their items back home. Too old to travel himself, senior Badi-Jowie man Kevin George will be waiting.
We always want to bring back what is ours. I guess I'm so happy that this is happening and people all over the world realizing.
The Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies says it's had no official knockbacks, but some institutions simply haven't responded. Meanwhile, there's no breakthrough in the campaign for the British Museum to return a shield and spears taken from Sydney's Dharawal people in the first confrontation with James Cook at Botany Bay. But Craig Ritchie says there's more work to do yet.
Nothing's impossible. It just takes a long time. And one of the things that we have had in the absence of a well-resourced funded ongoing program, we've had individual communities or individuals from communities.
Craig Ritchie, the Chief Executive of the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, ending Jacqueline Breen's report.